Thank you for the very kind introduction, Lord Willett. Yes, Andy Sellers from the Compound Semiconductor Applications Catapult. So the structure of what I'm going to present today is, why do we need a strategy? What problem is it that we're trying to solve? What are other countries doing? What assets and capabilities does the UK have that we can bring to address the challenges? So industry requires access to semiconductors. Without semiconductors, industry and the economy will grind to a halt. There's actually three broad categories of semiconductor. There's silicon semiconductors, which predominantly run software. There's compound semiconductors. And there's a new category, emerging semiconductors. And interestingly enough, the UK has strengths in all of these different domains of semiconductors. And if I just point to the mobile phone, this thing might cost about £1,000 to buy, but the manufacturing cost is about $350. The brain that runs the software is a silicon chip designed in the UK. The advanced functions, the facial recognition, is compound semiconductors manufactured in the UK. And the display is an organic LED, an organic semiconductor. So three types, all in one product. And another example is electric powertrain for an automotive. There, the compound semiconductor component is a much higher proportion. Very exciting for us to get into. And lastly, just another example, a data center. Manufacturing cost about $5,600. Silicon about 90%. Compound semiconductor quite small at the moment. But thanks to the work of Sir David Payne and his team down at Southampton University looking at silicon photonics, that proportion is going to go through the roof. So what is the problem that we're trying to address? Well, it's partly down to supply chains, complex supply chains. And this has emerged over about the last 30 years. And I reckon we can time it to the fall of the Berlin Wall, where we started to see an enormous shift in globalization. And you know, globalization has some benefits. So specific countries started to focus and specialize in certain parts of the value chain. Taiwan is the world's leader of silicon production. We actually have some representatives here from Taiwan with us. ASML in the Netherlands specialized in the production tools to make those semiconductors. The UK and the US focused and specialized in the design of those semiconductors and also in the design and manufacturing of compound semiconductors. So actually, in some ways, specialization drives up productivity, drives down cost, but at the expense of complex supply chains. And it's supply chain disruption that causes economic shocks and exposes us to security risks. So these are the challenges that we are here to, some of the challenges that we're here to address. What are other countries doing at this moment? This is important because the government's announced a semiconductor strategy with an investment behind it, and it's important to see how that aligns and interacts with other countries that we might want to work with. So in the US, $52 billion for the US CHIPS Act, EU, €43 billion for the EU CHIPS Act, India has assigned $10 billion, I understand China, $143 billion. I'm sorry, I didn't have the figure for Taiwan, maybe we can catch that afterwards. Japan, $7 billion, Korea, $45 billion. In other words, big investments going around the world, I think is the point I'm trying to make here. Where does the UK have capability? Now, this kind of represents a supply chain turning raw materials. This is what we do. It's magic in the semiconductor world. We turn raw materials into something extremely valuable, like a car or a base station. So this represents the supply chain of converting raw materials into a wafer, etching things into that wafer to make a die. Those die are broken out. We put contacts on to make a chip. That chip becomes a system, and a system becomes either an electric vehicle or a base station or a quantum device or a satellite or what have you. UK's got 25 fabs, believe it or not. We have silicon fabrication, compound semiconductor fabrication, and this third weird category, this emerging technology. We're very good at sort of inventing new areas, so we're really sort of vibrant in that market space. We've got about 20 packaging companies. That's the kind of middle part of the supply chain. And about 5,000 companies that design and manufacture electronic systems. So we're actually quite a reasonable, for the size of the country, we're a reasonable player in this market. I should point out, I mean, these fabs are actually color-coded. The light blue ones are silicon and the purple ones are a compound semiconductor. We don't have the cutting-edge silicon capability that is in other parts of the world in silicon, but in compound semiconductors, we certainly do. And in the emerging semiconductors, we also do as well. The strategy actually refers to three groups of families. It refers to logic, memory, analog, and discrete. And I've taken the liberty of adding another family on there because it was in the FT this morning, large area electronics. These are color-coded. Light blue is silicon, purple's compound, and this green one is this new fangled emerging semiconductors. And I've ringed the ones where the UK has fabrication capability. But the interesting thing here is that the UK has design capability in nearly all of these. We do not manufacture the most complex logic family. They tend to be manufactured in Taiwan. We have world-leading design capability in this space. So we have design capability across the brief and some, as you can see, some aspects of fabrication capability. R&D investment. So the strategy points out the UK's excellence in R&D. We estimate there's been £1 billion invested by the research councils and actually some from Innovate UK as well between 2006 and 2018. And I've colour-coded these as to whether they're the application of compound semiconductors, which is power electronics, RF, and photonics, or whether it's pure material research. And this is this kind of study kind of concludes around about 2018. So it doesn't include some very recent investments that have gone into Cardiff University and Swansea University. So some fantastic sort of further developments to add. And you can see the centres here. I think we have Professor John Heffernan in the audience. You can see Sheffield University. I think we have Professor Sir David Payne in the audience. You can see Southampton University. You can see the excellence of the research which has been invested. And lastly, I think when we look at the UK, what we need to be aware of is the fact that we have excellent clusters of capability. And we shouldn't, what we should be trying to do is coordinate those clusters of capability. That's where we're going to get maximum value. We plotted those clusters on this map, along with the technical expertise they have and an indication of their GVA, the number of employees and the number of companies. So you can see there's some enormous capability to build on. Very lastly, the Minister referred to a semiconductor infrastructure initiative that they have awarded a contract to the Institute for Manufacturing. We're actually looking at, we're doing a feasibility studies at the moment, looking at four infrastructure investments. One is silicon prototyping, one is advanced packaging, one is compound semiconductor open foundry, and one is design IP. I've listed the partners that are looking at this piece of work. This is funded by the Department for Science, Innovation and Technology. It's being led by Nikki in the second row from IFM. And actually, we've also have Cambridge Econometrics. So they will build the evidence base to say, where should we put, I understand this is for the initial 200 million investment. Where is that going to have the maximum impact? So this is a piece of work we're doing at the moment, consulting widely with academia and industry. We'd be very interested in your views on that piece of work we're doing. Thank you so much.